We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei Amar Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Kuf Hei Amar Beis. It says in the Mishnah, talking about Kriya, the Isser Malacha on Shabbos called ripping. Hakareya Bechamasa, someone's very angry, and he's so angry he rips a clothing, he rips something. Va'al Meisai, or he writes his Kriya on a Meis, which is a mitzvah. V'chol Makalkalim, and all Makalkalim Paturim, they're all Potter. Kareya Bechamasa Va'al Meisai is Potter on Shabbos. Why? Because Makalkalim is ruining something, is Potter. If he's ripping a manas to fix something, then the shear is shirei kemesakin. The shear is whatever the tikkun, the shear and the tikkun of that thing was, that's the shear of makalkal also if he's doing it a manas lasakin. If he's doing it to fix it. For example, the shear of tikkun of sewing is two tefiras. So you have to rip a manas to do two tefiras. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, shear hamalabein, that's cleaning wool, vamanapets, spinning wool, vatsaveya, dyeing wool, vatoiva. Toiveh is spinning wool, manafetz means taking out the bad stuff. Vatzeveya is dying, vatzeveya is spinning. Kimeloi roichev asit kafel. The shear is to between the how much wool do you have to whiten or comb or dye? How much is between your index finger and your middle finger? That's how much space. Kafel, twice. Va'oireg shnei chutim. But when it comes to weaving, it's the shear of two chutim between the size of a width between your finger and your index finger and your middle finger. Before I said on Amud Aleph that you need a kamalai asit kafel, you only need a kamalai asit ba'erig. Kamalai asit kafel is dafka when you are making the threads, but when you are sewing, it's enough, the shear is kamalai asit, which is between your index finger and your middle finger. That someone who rips in anger or he rips on his mace that he has the right kriya, the loch is your potter. And even though you mechal Shabbos, this person writes kriya on his mace. He's mechal Shabbos, yotza yidei kriya, he's yotza the mitzvah of kriya. So the kash is, here it says Yechayiv, and in the Mishnah it says Yepater. Agav, it says, even though Yechayiv, Yoytze the mitzvah kriya. Frek the Yishalmi, l'char, it's a mitzvah above Avera. L'char, it's a mitzvah above Avera. Here it's a mitzvah of kriya, that's Avera on Shabbos. How can you Yoytze mitzvah kriya? We find that if you use a matzah gazula or a lulav hagazul, you're not Yoytze, because it's a mitzvah of Avera. And for the Rishonim, to explain the Yishalmi's Taras, and for the Rishonim, that there's a chilek between, if the gufa shal mitzvah is the Avera, or if the Avera is not in the Guf Shal Mitzvah, there, the Lulav and the Matzah are the Avera itself, that's Gzula itself. Here, it's the person who did the Issa Kriya. But the Kriya itself, there was no Guf Shal Issa in the Kriya itself, in the Begat itself, and therefore, it's not a Mitzvah of Avera. There's other Terutzim, it's a big tumult in Mitzvah of Avera. Now, for now, I just wanted to mention that Kasha. But Al-Kaponim, the Negei Ar-Gemara is that if someone rips the Rises Kriya, it says in this Brisa, Chayiv, Armish says Potter, it's a Stira. Like Kasha, Mace Day, Mace Dama. The Bryce is talking about a Mace where you have Kriya on. So then you're doing something constructive. You're taking care of your mitzvah. Therefore, you have Masha Inkin in the Mishnah, it's Mace Dama Mace. And that's destructive. And that's Potter on Shabbos. Break the Gemara, but the Mishnah says, Val Mace Soy. It's Mashma your Mace. Mashma a Mace that's a Chayiv for Kriya. The Gemara, no. Loyal Mace today. It was your Mace. It was the ones, they're not chuyiv in Avelis, therefore you're not mechayiv in Kriya. Only mechayiv Avelis and mechayiv in Kriya, only for the Shiva Kriya, which is Ava'im and Ben Abbas and Achva, brother and sister and a wife. That's the mechayiv Kriya. Where you know Kriya from? Because the Pasuk says in Chumash that after another view in Iftar, Moshe Rabbeinu told Lozbe Somar that don't rip your clothing. With smash, but everyone else has to rip the clothing. So it's almost then that has a makar in the Torah that you have to rise kriya. Like upon him, it's a mitzvah, and if it's a mace chayiv to do it, like one of the shiva kriyim, so then it's chayiv because it's constructive. But if mashen kain, if it's not chayiv to do it, then it's destructive and you potter. Right? The kasha, who's nifta? The chacham who chuyim chayiv. Then if it's a chacham, then everyone's chayiv in kriya. The tayin to the brisa, chacham shemase. And Chacham that died, I call Kroiv. Everyone's considered Kroiv. What's that in Negeya? I call Kroiv as Akataita, because everyone knows Kroiv. What are they not that Kroiv? Elaima, I call Kik Kroiv. Everyone's like Kroiv. What's in Negeya? I call Kroiv Malov. Everyone has to do Kriya on a Chacham that died. I call Chalitza Malov. Everyone has to do Chalitza. The meaning in those days was that when someone was Nifter, they ripped their clothing until their shoulders were exposed. That's called Chalitza. And everyone eats a Suda Savra. The halacha is that an Ovel is not allowed to eat his own meal on the day of the Kvura. He's not allowed to eat his own meal. It's a pasuk based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, I think. It says, Lechem Anoshim Rashi brings out Lechem Anoshim Loisaychal, that you can't, it's based on a pasuk that you now eat your own Lechem. You have to have someone else to serve you Lechem the first day of Avelus. And it's called Surus Havra. It says everyone has the Chi of Surus Havra by a Chacham. So the Kash is, everyone has the Chi of Kriya, so it's a mitzvah. So what's wrong? Everyone should be Shvichai, if not Mishnah. Why are you part of it? L'tzricha, the Lav, Chacham Hu. L'tzricha, there's not a Chacham. A Mishnah that says part of it, so it's not a Chacham, and it's not a close relative. So it's not a Chacham, not a close relative. It's Adam Kashu. Adam Kashu, Chiyuv Mechai. Even Adam Kashu, Allah is, Mechiyuv the Rice Kriya. The Tanya, if Neymar Mason Bono of Nesra Adam, the Rice says, why do the person's children die young? Kadei Shiyiv Kevi Sabal Adam Kashu. In order that it should be broken and it'll be Misabel on Adam Kashu when Adam Kashu dies. Right? Think, what are you talking about? Kadei Shiyiv Kevi Sabal Adam Kashu. We take away his children in order that. Before he even did Avera, so he should cry for Adam Kasha. Maybe he'll cry for Adam Kasha anyway. Why do you ever do that to him before he does anything wrong? Ella, the price means like this. Because a person wasn't Masav Adam Kasha, Hashem can give an Einish to take away his children if he doesn't cry in Adam Kasha. Because anyone who cries in Adam Kasha, he gets mechilas avinus, and that will save him. They don't get any ayla inchim. That's with kaparas avinus, to go to levaya and cry on adam kasha. So the kasha is that, how can you say it's mekalkel in our mishnah when you write kriya for adam kasha? It's mesakin. It's good. It's a good thing to do. Let's rich adam kasha. Mishnah is not adam kasha. If someone is there, shastis hashom, if someone dies, even if it's not an adam kosher, it's not a chacham, it's not his relative, he's still chayav in kriya. The Tanya, someone's by a dead person while he dies, chayav the kriya, chayav to write kriya. Lamaza doima, the save terah shnisra. Just like someone sees the save terah burning, he has to write kriya. So here Rashi says a person is not worse than a save terah because there's no person in the world doesn't have terah mitzvahs filled with terah mitzvahs. So he's like a save for terah. So of course you have to write Kriya if you did by Nitzias Shama. Like Tzricha, like Kaya B'Shas Nitzias Shama, he wasn't there. He was not by Nitzias Shama. So like upon him, we're saying our Mishnah says Pater is like this. It's not a relative. It's not a Chacham. It's not an Adam Kosher. And he wasn't there B'Shas Nitzias Shama. And therefore his ripping Kriya, writing Kriya, was a destructive thing. And therefore the person is, therefore it's Mekalkel and it's Pater. Masha'inkin, when you do something that is constructive, you are Chai. So the Gemara, Tainuch, can you answer the stira between Mesai and Mesai? One was Mesai Chayav Kriya, one was Mesai Nachayav Kriya, Gevaldik. But what about Chamasai Achamasai? The Mishnah said someone rips in anger, he's Potter, and this price is Yechayav. Tainuch, Mesai, Chamasai Achamasai, Kasha Shver. So the Gemara, Chamasai Achamasai, I'm like, Kasha, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. One is Rabbi Yehuda, one is Rabbi Shimon. The Brice is going according to Rabbi Huda holds Malacha she intrichel gufa yechayv. Here it's a Malacha that you don't need. It's intrichel gufa. Rav Shimon Amar Malacha she intrichel gufa patla. Rav Shimon says it's a Malacha she intrichel gufa and you're pata. Therefore you're pata. Break the Gemara. We have to speak this out. We see this Gemara's kasha already because it makes no sense. If you're Rabbi Huda, why yechayv? It's mekalkel still. It's not Malacha she intrichel gufa. It's mekalkel. Amen. The Shamalei Rav Huda Masakim Mekalkel Meshamalei. Rav Huda said that Malacha Shein Tzuguva means if you carry out a mace on Shabbos, even though I didn't want that, I didn't want to have the mace, but since I did have it, so I'm chayiv. Even though that I don't want it, but the Malacha Shein Tzuguva is chayiv. But here it's Mekalkel, it's not Malacha at all. So the Rav Oven Hainami Masakinu the Ka'avad Nachas Ruach LeYitzray. You're doing a nachas ruach yetzahara. Yetzahara wants to make you very angry, so you're calming down your yetzahara by ripping this thing. Therefore, it's a tikkun etzel yetzahara. It's a tikkun for that, and therefore it's a tikkun. But it's malacha shein tzricha legufa. So therefore, only if you have Yehuda yechayiv, if you have Shimon yepater. That's the pshat. Avadi doing a tikkun leyetzray, but it's malacha shein legufa yepater. Now, for the Gemara before, really, that said that you're making rice and kriya on a mace. That's the charos of Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. So that Gemara, even the Gemara said, one's your own mace, one's not mace, but either way, it should be Pata of Firav Shimon, because Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. So Echanami, Rashi learns that the whole Gemara 4 is only going to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says, that the Gemara 4 could be in Firav Shimon, because since the mitzvah to rice kriya, it's called Amlacha Tzrich Legufa. Very serious. The Tosfos there says that since the mitzvah is called Amlacha Tzrich Legufa. Back upon him, we're answering the Kasha, Chamasa, Chamasa, one's Rabbi Yehuda, and one's Rabbi Shimon. Right, the Gemara, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to rip something to calm down Yetzirah? I'm saying, if you're not allowed to do it, that's not called Masakin. If it's also to do, it's not called Masakin. It sounds like you're allowed to do this. That if someone's very angry, and he wants to calm himself down, he can rip something. You're allowed to do that? By the time someone rips his clothing when he's anger and anger, he breaks different pots and pans in his anger, dishes. He throws his money away in his anger. It's like he was over the Vayazara. Why? That's the Umas Yetzirah. Today he says, get angry and do this. And you listen to him. You listen to him. You rip something. You ruin something. Until he gets you to Avayazar. He doesn't start. He doesn't go from 0 to 60. He goes one step at a time. The first step is, get so angry you break things. And then you'll end up being Avayazar. We see a pasuk that is a remez to this. It says in the pasuk, "Lo yeh b'cha el zar v'lo shachav al nechar." It says, "Lo yeh b'cha el zar." It's pasuk in Tehillim. Ve'ezehu el zar. Who's the el zar? Shesh v'gush adam. Havem yezer tzahara. And it says, "Lo yeh b'cha." It shouldn't be in you. Don't let him win in you ever. And if he makes you rip your begadim, that means he has a success and he's in you. So don't do that. So what's going on over here? So what had to be a tikkun? The Marla Tricha, the Ka'av, the Mimra, Imsa, and Shavesa. The case is here, he's not doing it at anger. He's not really angry. He just wants to make his family listen to him and be scared of him. So he does this just to make them scared of him. And he's really not angry. Ki Had Rav Yehuda, he used to sholof matzviyasa. Rav Yehuda, when he wanted to show who's in charge, he used to rip the hem of his beged, and there it can be sewn back up, so it's not so big, it's not destroying so much, and to show that, you know, this is the way it has to be. But it wasn't really from anger. V'achav Yaakov, Tava Manai Tviri, he broke broken clothes, broken kalim, utensils, they were broken already, therefore it wasn't so big deal. V'ashesh Ramle, Lam Seymoni, Rishi, should throw sardines on his shifka's head, or whatever, means sirs the dog, means juice from the dog and from the fish. Rab Abba, Tavar Nachtama, used to break the cover of the little cookie jar. Is to break that. Little things is to break just to show that who's in charge. Akaponim, the Gemara's teretz is that it's tikkun to show emsa al baila, to show emsa al, to bring emma on the whole family, and but wasn't out of anger, therefore wasn't the Yetzihara, and it was a tikkun because this way he showed the house who's in charge. Anyone who cries on an Adam Kasha was Nifta. Because Baruch Hu, so from he counts those tears of Nicha Vesk Nozov and he puts into the storehouses. Shneva Harry knows. The pasuk says, "Noidi Sefarta Ata Sima Demasvira Decha Loi Besfaris Secha." Noidi Sefarta means that those tears that you cried over a oval, Sima Demasvira Decha, I put it into my sack. Hashem counts those tears. Anyone who's misatzel in the hesped of a chacham, he's lazy and doesn't masped a chacham karayu, then royu lekayr v'chayev, he deserves to die young. Shneim it says in the pasuk, yikbru oisay begvul nachlos. So lekayr v'chayev means that Hashem will bury them alive. Yikbru oisay begvul. It says by Yeshua, when Yeshua was nifter, it says yikbru oisay begvul nachlos. They buried him on the border of his nachlo, v'simna serach asher b'har Ephraim, itzof l'har ga'ash. Near Har Goash. Har Goash sounds like it's saying, Melamet Shorogash Aleim Har Lahargon. Hashem picked up the mountain to kill them. This is has Shaykhis to Kofal of Har Kagigis, because Kofal Hagigis Fisom Shatim was as the Tarish of Apeh, and Yeshua was the transmitter of Tarish of Apeh, and they were Maspid Kiroyu, therefore they were about to die with a Har on top of them. Anyone who is misatzel in the hesped of a chacham doesn't have yom. He didn't cry for the hesped of a chacham who died young. He will not live long because says loshem misatzel b'shalach tiryvena. We darshan saw b'saw, which means midah b'midah. What do you mean? You see that the zakenim from Yeshua, even though they were maspid karol, they lived a long time. It says in the pasuk, "V'yavdo ames Hashem kol yemei Yeshua." V'chol yemei azkenim asher arichu yom after Yeshua. They had arichas yom after Yeshua. You see, the Zekenim had a Rechus Yomim. Amaloi, so Rabbi Yochanan answered to this Kasha Bavloi, he called him Bavloi, because Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, Rechiv Abba was in Bavel. He said Bavloi. He came from Bavel. So he says, Yomim Rechu, they had long days of Hashanim Loi Rechu. They didn't have a long life. Yomim Rechu means they had very full days. But of course, they didn't live a long life because they tackled or died young because they didn't wear mass for Yeshua Karayu. So you're telling me that means Yomim means it means only full day, it doesn't mean long life. Elamiyata, Laman Yirbu Yimecha Vevenechem means Yom Lashonim, you're not going to have a long life. We say every day in Shema that if you keep all the mitzvahs, Laman Yirbu Yimecha Vevenechem. So you want a bracha shani. When it comes to a bracha, in bracha lechatzaim, you know, a bracha is not halfway. That bracha means full days and long days. One of the brothers that died, if someone in the family dies, Yidagu Kolachim, all the family should be scared. If one of the Mechabura die, also Tidakol Chabura. Amri Lord the Mace Gadol. Some say it means if the Gadol of the Mishpacha or the Gadol of the Chabura died, everyone should be scared because the Rosh Habayis, the Shaltim Yisrael Din, of course, everyone should be nervous. But Amri Lord the Mace Katan, and some say even if the Katan died, also everyone should be nervous because, like Rashi says, Klala Maschilim and Katan, and it goes to the Gadol. So everyone should be very nervous if someone in the family or someone in the Chabura is Nifta and he's taken to heart and do tshuva and Mevakesh Rachman.